So, quick question. We go into it. You have opened the doors to many people. We know who you are. A&R, Jehovah, hey. You've done many things. But...
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
Arthur Olo is my name. That's how the government taxes me. And I've been a lover of music all my life, really. You know, as a kid, I grew up in, used to share a room with one of my elder cousins and my uncle. And they always used to play rap. So, you know, they had DMX tapes, The Chronic. Like, Doggy Style was, when I was like 7 years old, or maybe eight, I could rap most of Doggy Style. So, I mean, that was...
The whole song.
Yeah, the whole album.
It's an album.
Snoop.
Oh, the woof woof
classic.
Guy.
Yeah, okay. The classic album, Doggy Style.
And you turned out okay. The lyrics did not make you upset.
I'm saying.
Did you know what you were saying?
Nah, not really. Probably not. But okay. I usually say, like, that's really where I low key really learned English was through rap. You know, that was my earliest exposure, I guess, to slang especially. You know, understanding what up, you know, what flop is, or guap, or all these little terms that they use in rap. So I've been a lover of music all my life, basically. So I started writing my own music when I was like, what, 11 maybe. I started writing raps.
Were they like love raps after Doggy Style?
Nah, I was like a G. You know,
what are you saying in your hood? What does an 11 year old say?
I was so obsessed with 50 Cent. My rap name was Young Fifth. I was obsessed with this guy. I remember, like, one of the first hooks maybe I ever wrote was Chain Hang Low. It's like, chain hang low, jeans sag low to the flow.
Hey.
Everybody know who we be.
Hey.
You know,
hey.
Like,
He's a jamming master.
Yeah,
I have to be honest and tell you why we are chuckling here, low key. It's because right before, Martin was sharing about this thing that's on Twitter with pictures of all these rappers who are incarcerated currently. And then we're like, these kind of names are too Young Thug. Then you said Young Fifth.
Imagine I was said, Young Fifth.
So there's one called Pushisty.
Pushisty.
Yeah,
Big Brr.
Hey, you know all these guys.
It's my guy. Free Pushisty.
He's in the prison. What did he do?
So is this guy called Arab or Arab?
Arab, yeah. From A-Arab. Philly, yeah.
And then Casanova.
Casanova's from New York, yeah.
Where? You have to know all these things.
Yeah.
So,
I love hip hop.
Clearly. So I'm gonna throw a loose one at you right now.
Yeah.
If you were to come up with a couple of rhymes.
Whoa.
For us here, like bars.
How no?
Just now. You're there.
I even have a beat.
Flow.
Hi, guys.
Jeans, guys.
Really,
I'm with you.
Yo.
It's coming up.
Hey, check it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Young Fife on the decks.
Okay.
On the mic.
We're on the jam.
Here we go.
We're chilling with June and my boy Martin, and we all grooving. It's 98.4 Capital. And yo, where we at? It's the Capital, Nairobi. It's the 254. Nah, boss.
So, get it there. Listen, check it out. It's coming out next year. It's going to be big and massive. It's actually an EP coming out in a few days. It's going to be awesome. Produced by The Jam.
You feel me?
June and Martin.
You feel me?
Get in there. Yeah. Young Fife. Coming up soon.
I want to ask a question. Mm-hmm. Is this what you do? You go and you hear somebody and you say, like now, if I was the A&R guy, I would say I heard this Jinx rapper guy on radio.
Yeah.
Then I look for Jinx.
So
maybe walk us through.
What is an
A&R person? Who is that guy?
Yeah, so A&R stands for Artist and Repertoire. And traditionally, it's been a position in record labels for someone who scouts talent and gets, you know, artists to their deals.
Mm-hmm.
The profession has kind of morphed now as streaming platforms became the main way of distribution. And streaming platforms are doing a lot of promo for artists.
Yeah.
So now the A&R can also, you know, get an artist and link them with DSPs, get them editorial support, you know, get them proper marketing for their rollouts or, you know, their releases.
Mm-hmm.
Rollout is basically the marketing of your release.
Mm.
You know, that's the term that we use in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's morphed over the years, and also like in my time in radio, I think I was also doing A&R work in the sense that there was a lot of discovery on air.
Mm.
We would play, we would break a lot of artists. I remember playing Wakadinali in 2015 and guys asking, well, what are you trying to do? But now they're literally one of the biggest stars we have in the country, you know? So yeah, there's an element of A&R, even in radio, you can be able to break artists and give them a platform, give them opportunities to build up their brand.
Yeah, I like it. Huh. Okay, well, we're going to go and look at what's happening in the world of business, but I want to come back and continue this business of artist and repertoire, because I thought some people think artist and representation. You know, what do you want to do? Letters. Alafu wana jipatia shugri.
What's our concert to say? Letters, okay?
Yeah.
Our jam master today is Arthur Jinx Olor.
Yes, come sir. On.
In the building.
Sana.
Please. Get your notebooks and papers out right now, because
there's an exam, Buan.
Kwanza, if you know how to spell repertoire, you went to a good school. Anyway, shout out to Ajeri. First of all, Ajeri Mwagi, who's at Neshi Pai right now.
Yes.
Happy times to you. And also, guys, this is the jam. June Gashui.
Martin Karaoke.
We are hosting our jam master today, Arthur Jinx Olo. He's going to be telling us everything about artist and repertoire.
You know
it. What happened there after how do you say, Jinx, tell him how to say it properly.
It's just artist and repertoire.
Repertoire.
So basically what we are doing is also we are killing insects. We are making sure that the insects are not part of your life. They're not coming to disturb you all the time. You've got mosquitoes biting you as you're going, as you're leaving the house. People like June, who are yellow, you start getting, what are they called? Thudos.
Scars.
No.
Like Tolito or what?
Tolito, pimples.
They're scars.
The scars, yeah?
Pimples leave scars.
When you scratch.
Yeah, if you scratch. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's what we're talking about. Make sure you kill all those insects that give you scars instead of pimples. And get yourself some bacon right now from a supermarket. Bacon Malta Insect Killer. Don't let insects steal your precious time.
Please. And you know what else?
Mm-hmm.
Because money is a thing, and we're about to talk about that.
Yes.
But I want to tell you that the Kenya Bankers want to serve you better. And so the Kenya Bankers SACCO is switching names to Kenya Bankers. And with this comes a renewed effort to be more than just your ordinary savings and credit partner. And of course, to be more dependable as a financial partner for you. So tune into Capital in the Morning. Davina and Farid will give you more details about how you can take these steps to financial freedom together. Meanwhile, you can visit their website, www.kenyabankers.coop. Kenya Bankers, growing with you.
Fantastic. Now, back to what is an artist and repertoire? Yeah?
Yes, sir.
That one.
And
that
repertoire.
Repertoire. carry on.
No. You go.
No, I wanted to go back. I wanted to go back to where we were.
To like recap.
Mm-hmm. Recap.
Okay, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it. I think it's important.
Once again, what is an A&R again?
So A&R is responsible for, you know, scouting talent for traditionally for a label, but it's morphed now. You know, you can A&R for a DSP. Which is a digital streaming platform, you know, the likes of Boomplay that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how you provide an artist with marketing resources for their rollout, a.k.a. release plans.
Mm.
Do all artists in this country have an A&R? And why is it necessary?
Yeah.
In very simple English,
yeah.
For me as an artist to have an A&R.
So... sadly, we don't have enough. It's mainly because we haven't really had a label system. We have what I like to call a cottage industry, where, you know, you have studios, and in those studios, it's usually a engineer who doubles up as the producer, and the writer who doubles up as the performer, right? And they record their song, and then they just figure it out from there.
Yeah.
So ideally, In a label system structure, you would have the studio, and then the studio would get either a production agreement or a licensing agreement with a label, and now the label can be able to help you, you know, put you in sessions with different writers, different producers, and even the best engineers. Because, I mean, engineers and producers are very different people in a studio.
Yeah.
You know, but we just have people who have been doubling up. And it's mostly because of, you know, just how slow, I want to say, the industry kind of, you know, built itself. And the sort of like lack of specialization in a sense. So, you know, we came up in a culture where guys wanted to do everything, or most things, if not everything, for themselves.
One-stop shops.
Yeah.
It's like June and Daughters kind of thing, right? So you want to keep everything in-house, but then just...
Wanja and Kim.
Yeah.
So, you know, A&R can sit with you and tell you, okay, which direction do you want this project to go?
Yeah.
And from there, I can know, I mean, we can sample from this era. We can collaborate with this artist who has a brand story associated with what you're trying to communicate. And, you know, you could have a what I like to call a brand story around how you make your music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to ask this question because I don't want to assume that we are all on the same page, right? Mm-hmm. So is there maybe walk us through what's the difference between an artist who already has music and what the role, how the role changes there versus what you were describing here, which is okay, you're this kind of an artist, this is the kind of genre you seem to lean towards, let me hook you up with this person who can feature on your track. Like be what's the difference between like already existing repertoire, which maybe your advice there is drop this, move in a different direction, maybe walk us through the two.
That's true. We have two different scenarios. So you could scout and literally build it from scratch, or you have an artist who's already put together a project and now wants to know, I mean, what's the best way to put this music out? So then, you know, you can come play me the music, and then from there we could formulate some sort of strategy for your release.
Okay.
So those are the ideally the two scenarios.
Sure. All right, dope.
Interesting. Now, quickly, for the guys who don't, A&R and a manager, the difference. An artist manager and A&R.
Yeah, so the manager handles your day-to-day, like, your manager handles your schedule. You know, your manager maybe talks to your booking agent. Like, you know, he gets the business done. But the manager isn't really there for the creative process. So, you know, the A&R is kind of like a combination of the creative and the business, when a manager is mostly business. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brilliant. Beautiful. We're going to be back with some more of some more education right here.
And I found somebody who sent you a note, so let me just read it for you. Mr. I think it's Mwatha, actually. Dennis Mwatha says, welcome to the jam, you know, because he works here also.
Okay.
And hi, Dennis. Mwatha is just like the guy who tells everybody, it's about time for the show. Chamka. Then he said, first memory of you is listening to a certain show called The Jump Off.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know where? He says.
We can mention it here.
Looking forward to your segment. So thanks so much, Mwatha, for tuning in.
A big shout out to you, man. The Jump Off, I definitely have beautiful memories there.
Yeah.
Broke a lot of dope hip hop artists that now I see flourishing. And, you know,
do they remember you? Do they say, who's that? Or another, like, tell your people to call my people.
100%.
You know, right now I'm sitting with two people who are very influential in the music industry. And I see all the time being praised and being artists saying I'd never be anywhere if it wasn't for either Jinx or June Gashui.
This is a legend right here.
Because our name starts with J, so that's all it is, bro.
Quickly,
you could become Martin John Karaoke, and then we'll talk about you.
Why Jinx?
So that came with my birthday. My birthday is on the 6th of June, so like I mentioned, I was writing raps, right? So in 2006, we're in class, and my deskmate writes, you know, you write the date on top of the page, so it's 6606. Then he said, damn, you're Jinx. And remember I was struggling with the name. I was Young Fifth for the longest time, and that wasn't really my name.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh, snap. So, in 2006, on my birthday, that's when Jinx was born.
Do I even need to say it?
Oh, you're Gemini?
Say it?
Gemini season is coming.
8th of June.
Ooh.
Like it's like this.
Yeah, we're right there.
Okay, tell everybody what's happening in sports, because that's guys.
So it's two June people Babies. Have come through. To
even yesterday, McKinley was here. McKinley Mutsembi.
14th June?
Yeah.
That's, hey.
No, actually, he's 1st of June, sorry.
1st of June.
14th June is a year star. Remember?
Huh? Ayra star.
Ayra star. Yeah.
Okay, so it's
lots of June babies.
Time for the news headlines and sport. We'll be back with some more music. This is The Jam, and you're listening to a Jam Master Arthur Jinx Olo with June Gashui and Martin Karaoke. Yeah, 98.4 Capital FM. June Gashui just had a kagai moment. Martin Karaoke, and our jam master in the building is one Arthur Jinx Olo.
Yay, yay!
June, baby! Wow, this is such an important conversation, yeah, Martin. You know, yeah, like, as Jinx is saying, you know, the industry, it's true, it has taken a while.
Yeah.
To even get recognized as that, I think we in it call it the industry.
Yeah.
Everybody else says those that ka sector or that group of people who work on a musheso sana. Yeah. And I think being able to invest in knowledge, you know, I think is extremely important. And I guess that leads me to my next question for you, which is, what are you doing? Is there like a Jinx Academy for A&R, you know? Because I think it's important.
Yeah.
When you said, when Martin asked you earlier and you said there's not that many out there, so a lot of artists, they don't even know they need one.
Yeah.
Sort of are looking for, what can I do myself? And what can I get one other person to do, you know, play four roles? But what eventually that means is that they stop creating because they're too busy doing anything else. So
exactly.
The whole ecosystem
suffers.
And you get
frustrated. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the plan other than, you know, being our jam master here? What's Jinx doing?
Of course. I mean, so at Boomplay, we're looking to do master classes, just to showcase the different needs the industry requires. So in our master classes, of course, we'll teach about distribution, marketing, publishing, and just sort of like the structure you need around you when you're putting out music. So if you could just follow me, be on the lookout as we make announcement for our digital master classes, and of course, we also have our annual forum that will be coming in later in the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that capacity, we definitely use our resources to teach. You know, on a personal level, I'm always mentoring young people. So, I mean, if you have the passion for it, if you have the drive for it, you have some results, or even if you just, you know, it's pure vision and you really, really want it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm always looking, I'm always listening. You know, my DMs are open. So just hit me up. I'm at Jinx. Like, let me know your story and we can connect and we can probably figure something out.
So,
even with my startup, quickly, how it happened. I have a startup called Africa Beat.
Yeah.
And it's about radio monitoring, to aggregate charts and also to help as a prerequisite for royalty accountability, as far as
the evidence the that people need to be able to say, here's how often my song played.
Yeah.
Give me my money.
So I was talking about this on radio for quite some time, right? And then this guy just DMs me. Said, yo, I've been working on this. He shared some screenshots. I'd be happy to, you know, go take you through this over a call or something. And then we discussed it, and we've been partners 5 years now. We've been building this company, Africa Beat Analytics. So I'm saying, like, you know, just shoot your shot. If you got something going on, reach out.
Reach out to
Jinx. Said, I'm always looking. I'm always listening.
So just to make your life easier.
Yeah.
How do I impress you? How do I impress you as an artist?
Yeah.
For you to work with me,
instead
of DMing, and you just something just shows up somewhere, like, I want this guy.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, so to make your chances better, for you to be able to get the kind of push that can get you to the next level, it's definitely advisable for you to build up your team.
Yeah.
And build up some sort of fan base. So your team could just be your friends, like the people who are around you who are genuinely interested in this business.
Yeah.
You know, and we live in an era where you could literally Google anything and you could literally get free classes, you know, if you dig deep enough.
You can be a YouTube student, literally.
You could be a YouTube student. There's free courses on some sites as well.
Yeah.
That I've even benefited from.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, yo, the world is your oyster. So get the team together. Get some buzz going. Understand what is required for you to pitch to DSPs. Like, that's the number one thing. Streaming right now, everyone has a phone. Music is on all our phones. So if you just figure out how to land on editorial playlists, maybe a playlist cover, or even just being playlisted in some top playlists, because that's really the game right now. For you to open up your fan base to the globe. You could literally have fans anywhere in the world right now through DSPs. So, I mean, get your DSP game in order, and then don't record a song today and decide to drop it tomorrow. Understand? Have a plan with your releases. Take your time with, you know, what's the story? What are my marketing drivers? Okay, I'm not doing all interviews in 1 week. Can you space out these interviews so that I have sustained interest in this project? And just small things like that.
Quick interjection. Quick interjection.
Yeah.
If you have a song you're releasing and you're releasing it next week, please, the interview has to be like 2 weeks before. You can't alert the station, oh, I want to come in today because
I'm saying, yeah, you got a plan.
Yeah. So we need, yeah, thank you so much for that.
I'm saying, so yeah, just move with the plan, basically. And if you're moving correctly, then trust me, people are noticing. You know, if you're moving correctly, people are noticing.
So, but Jing, sorry to interrupt you, but that's for people who already have content. Martin was asking as him, you know, like with nothing.
A new artist.
Yeah,
I've just shown up.
A new artist, man.
Okay, so it's all in Upper Hill.
A new artist, you have to be ready for the journey. A lot of new artists believe that they are ready to blow up when they record their first song, and that's not the case. Like, I don't think it's ever happened. Maybe someone can prove me wrong. I don't think it's ever happened.
Hold on. So I've not recorded any song.
Yeah,
I'm not recorded any song, but I have the skill, I have the art, and I have my phone.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
You have to put in your 10,000 hours. You have to record music and record more music and find your tribe and record more music and get better at the production. Find, you know, the right producer. You know, find your sound. And most importantly, find yourself. Because when you're trying to be something you're not, when it's too much of a performance, then it can't last. So as a musician, you have to be true to yourself. It has to be genuinely you and your expressions and your thoughts, and find your tribe that can help you execute your vision the best.
You know what I'm thinking, even as you're talking, would you, if Jinx was supposed to say, okay, I think I want to just give back and then have like an open mic session, because I know like some publishing houses do this, where they invite writers or musicians who have some really good, they have a raw material, let's call it that,
exactly,
right? And then they'll say, we'll invite a few sort of like top execs from some record labels or some top producers or some top, you know, established artists, and we'll sort of like have an open mic session in a more intimate setting, as opposed to open mic for karaoke that Kinanani do here. But like, would that be something that we could maybe see happening here in Kenya?
For sure. And it has happened behind you know, closed doors. Big shout out to my people at Snowball. There's definitely, you know, writing camps and you know, open studio sessions where different artists are just invited, even just to write.
Yeah.
And you know, you could land a placement. Also, some of the major labels have been either coming in here or flying some people out. So the industry is growing, especially as a songwriter. And you know, thank you for bringing that up. You know, for a new artist, something you can really explore if you have a really good pen game, as we call it, is seek songwriter opportunities. That's actually a real way to make a decent living as you work towards your own brand. You know, just make sure that your publishing is in order. You know, you get your publishing checks, and yeah, it should be
all right.
Are there any projects you've worked on? You'd like to tell us about, or what you're working on?
Yeah, man, I'm very proud of my guy Calligraph Jones. He dropped his sophomore album, Invisible Currency. We did some work on that. You know, co-produced with Boomplay for sure. We did the marketing. So big shout out to Cali. I'm proud of him. Hat the Band, new album out right now. Party Time. Make sure you go stream that. Jukama Meona Billboard Mali in the town.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm proud of my guys as well. We're working. And Fully Focus.
Yeah.
Fully Focus. This is like his debut. I mean, he's dropped some music before, but this is really like his big debut, as he sees it. So we've worked together with him. He's got the single Dimension featuring Bien. So yeah, we're working that record. That one just came out, I think, last week.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah, so we're working that record now. So this is early, and I'm telling you now, give me 2 months, and then now you go into the club and Dimension comes on. And then Avril. So Avril just dropped a single with Brandy Minor,
one of our jamming on the jam alum.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're working with Avril on her upcoming album. It's coming out in June. So yeah, we're working out a few things with her as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right.
So Jinx, did you study to be an A&R?
Nah,
what
bro.
You need to do?
So literally what happened was I started off as an artist, right?
Yeah.
So I was recording music. Actually, we were just talking about this with June at the PAP event when we were together. You know, like one of my early recording sessions, I did a demo and it ended up on King Kaka's first mixtape.
I know about that mixtape.
The King mixtape.
Yeah.
So the back then it was Rabbit. It was Rabbit featuring Jinx and a guy called Fant. So that was like my introduction into the game. And then I had this page. Maybe you guys heard of it, called Kenyans Got Swag. It was literally the most liked page on Facebook back in 2010. Yeah. Right?
Kenyans Got Swag.
Yeah.
And it was like from a music point of view. Or just
now,
like
so how we started the page? How we started the page is we just used to post mchongwano. Big shout out to my guy Lennox. He was my friend in high school. So used to post mchongwanos on that page, and it just became big.
Yeah.
And so with me starting to record music and, you know, trying to learn about the business, I said, wow, we could actually use this page for marketing, right? So we started using this page to market music and to market events. And that was really my first into the game, right? Yeah. So, you know, I got into marketing events. I got into marketing music through Facebook. And then I started thinking, wow, I want to get into media. I want to understand how the media landscape works. Because now I'm seeing advertising is like, at the time at least, it was only for traditional media. It's like, man, I want to get into media. So that's how I landed in radio, to also do music marketing, but to also understand this
the
side
space.
Of the business.
Yeah,
you understand?
Of course.
So, and then, you know, we're here now with the DSPs, you know, the number one music streaming app in Africa. You feel me? We're doing some good work over there with music marketing still. So big shout out to my guys at Boomplay as well.
Well done, guys.
Mia, I feel like, have you written notes? Martin,
I've only written one because everything I'll remember now.
How to impress Jinx.
How to
I think
impress
that's all you wrote.
Jinx.
Use phone tonight.
And record album tomorrow.
And slide into DM.
Slide into DM engineer because I'm an engineer. I can engineer a few things and then slide into DM and show up at an office near you.
I'm saying.
No, Jinx, this was so good, man. Please follow Jinx on Twitter. Maybe tell us your handles one last time on Instagram, everything.
Yeah, I'm at JinxLike on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm always looking. I'm always listening. Musicians, trust me.
Yeah. Send it.
You're
here. Send it. I don't have evidence. You can say, have people like walked up to you and said, I DM'd you. You never responded.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Did you tell them it's because?
I'm very blunt.
You is bad.
Yeah, I'm very blunt.
The music is bad.
Because it helps most artists, actually. Yeah, yeah. Most guys come back to me and say, yo, you helped me when you told me that, you know,
so you give
that
them,
wasn't
like, proper feedback.
Yeah, you're not ready. So I'll tell you when you're not ready.
So here's one something that's very blunt.
Yeah.
And it kills insects bluntly. Bagon. Guys, use your bagon safely. Always read the label and product information before use. Bagon should be stored in a cool and safe environment away from children. Bagon, mold, or insect killer. Don't let insects steal your precious time as you're in the booth recording and a fly comes in and you swallow it and you can't come up with your lyrics. Use Bagon, guys. Kill everything. Thank you so much for coming through, Jinx. That was fantastic. That was awesome. Our jam master today. What an awesome human being. Tunapigia makofi.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You have done so well.
Even my kijana here has run something. Sasigine, wacha nikuambie kitu. I don't have time, kijana.
Yeah,
I don't, but it's all right.
You
okay.
Never have time.
When the musicians come here, huyu Martin anaibaga sana. Anaharibu nimbo sawa. So I'm very happy today that he has asked you the questions. Kijana,
I can be Afro.
You have to do the. He has told you are not what? You are not ready. Sawa sawa. Enda ufanye kasi.
Music. Capital. Zoo FM.